It's Tuesday, September the 28th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by TD Ameritrade. Coming up, America's finances deadlocked and another North Korean launch. First, the world in brief. America's Senate failed to fund the federal government and suspend the, quote, debt ceiling, fiscal deadlines that could provoke a government shutdown as soon as Thursday and, possibly, a sovereign default. 60 of the evenly split chamber's 100 votes would be needed to square the circle. Republican senators withheld their assent in order to thwart Joe Biden's multi-trillion dollar spending bills. The president's fellow Democrats remain divided about the content of that package, though united in their intent to keep the government solvent. North Korea fired another projectile into the sea off its eastern coast, according to South Korean military officials. Japan said it looked like a ballistic missile. Speaking shortly after the launch, North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations defended his regime's right to test offensive weapons in the face of hostility from America and South Korea. Hospitals in New York State began suspending and sacking unvaccinated staff as a court-approved deadline for healthcare workers to be inoculated against COVID-19 passed. Of New York's 450,000 hospital employees, 16% are not fully vaccinated, according to the state's governor. One hospital has paused delivering babies because so many workers have resigned in protest. Others postponed elective operations. Germany's Greens and the Free Democrats, two parties set to play kingmakers in any coalition to emerge after the country's federal election, said they would hold talks before meeting the two bigger parties vying for their support to form a government. Both the left-leaning SPD and centre-right CDU stand in need of two smaller parties. The Greens and Free Democrats are divided on taxes and renewable energy and must decide whether they can work together. Two of America's regional central bank presidents said they would step down amid crisis that their trading in stocks and other securities last year raised a conflict of interest. Eric Rosengren of the Boston Federal Reserve and Robert Kaplan, his counterpart in Dallas, maintained they had complied with ethics rules and earlier agreed to divest the holdings. The Fed is reviewing rules governing officials' financial activity. Instagram, a social media platform owned by Facebook, paused development of a version aimed at children aged 13 and under. The ad-free, quote, kids app would let parents supervise their children's browsing. Instagram said it would address the problem of preteen users misrepresenting their age to make accounts. But critics argued it would fuel unhealthy online habits among youngsters. Polestar, a Swedish electric vehicle maker, said it would go public via a special purchase acquisition company. The SPAC deal, which values Polestar at $20 billion, is backed by Alec Gores, a billionaire, and Guggenheim Partners, an investment bank. Separately, Evergrande, a Chinese property company with a teetering tower of debt, suffered another blow. Its electric car division's share price tumbled after it cancelled a secondary listing in Shanghai. Fact of the day. 62%. The share of Japanese polled in 2018 that believe elections do not change things. And correction. Saturday's edition of Espresso mistakenly said that Charles V, the Holy Roman Emperor, lived in the 15th century, when he in fact lived in the 1500s. Sorry.